Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Give it time. Give it time. Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley. Every day is Saturday. It's the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Hey, overnight success. Let's talk about all of those overnight successes. We all see them out there, right? Oh, yeah. Caught lightning in a bottle, baby. I'm overnight. Yeah, never. Never, not one time. I don't know of any overnight success. And I want to just kind of help ease your mind a little bit. If you find yourself in the valley, in the plateau, you know, things aren't really going as fast as you want them to go. Well, look, every single success story you see out there, there is so much failure. And I don't even like that word. You know, I don't like that word, but because everybody can relate to it, we use it. Failure, failure, failure. I mention almost on every single podcast, 90% of the stuff I try, it just doesn't work. Doesn't work. Well, I guess, what would be your definition of working? I don't know. Making money, creating momentum, adding new clients, prospects into your funnel, whatever that looks like. Whatever that looks like to you, whatever. You know, failure, whatever that looks like to a lot of people. And see, you can't even describe what failure is. I think if you were to be given, what's the definition of it? It is what? It's not succeeding. But then you got to reverse engineer that. Like, what is success? Because everybody's got a completely different definition of that. You know, success for you doesn't necessarily mean what success would look like for me or somebody else. So now you got to really qualify. You know, if somebody weighs 300 pounds and their definition of success would be getting to half that weight, they're looking at losing 150 pounds. But somebody at 150 pounds, their definition of success, if they lost that same amount, they'd be what? They'd be dead. You know, so you gotta just think about all of this crazy stuff we put ourselves. And even with that word success comes what? The dreaded E word, expectations. My gosh. I mean, do we have an expectation problem in society today, do you think? Do we? I mean, how many likes do you expect to get on your social media posts? How many new followers do you expect to get? How much money do you expect to get? How about in that job? How quickly do you expect to get a promotion? What about when you're in your 20s? How quickly you expect to find Mr. or Mrs. Right that you could settle down and get married and have two kids and a white picket fence? When do you expect to buy your first house? Think about all that. I'm exhausted just talking about it. You got to be exhausted just hearing about it. So let's flip the switch. Let me recalibrate and have Uncle Sammy here teach you about how to actually enjoy the what? The process. Enjoy the process. While you are in the process, enjoy it. Have you ever, those of you that are in your 30s or 40s, you remember your first apartment? Remember when you thought back then when you were 22, 24 years old, whenever you got your first apartment, and you thought back in the struggle when you were in that apartment, you thought, man, this is tough. Maybe you had a couple of roommates and every month you went through the cable bill and you if you had three people total living in the unit, then you would divide the cable bill by three. You'd divide the electric bill by three. You'd divide the gas bill by three. The rent, everything got divided by three. And now fast forward, you're in your mid-30s and you would love to go back to those days. Why? Because they were so simple. But when you were in the process, you didn't really appreciate how simple it was. You thought that was complicated. But as you continue to grow, challenges continue to be thrown in front of you, which is great because who doesn't want to knock out a challenge? You feel amazing doing that. But things get complicated, man. You're not always in that simple state. Like all you needed was 20 bucks in your pocket and, you know, a couple of friends and life was good. You had no worries in the world. And you start having kids, you start buying real estate, you get promoted to a job, you get more responsibility. Now you got more worries. And I love people say, well, you know, out of worry is from the enemy. Well, it is from the enemy. I agree with that. Worry is a seed that's planted in your mind, and it has the same reactive type of stuff that worry and what? Faith. They both do the same. They both have you focusing on something that hasn't happened yet. And worry is a down payment on a problem that will never happen. But again, that's real. I mean, to have that kind of anxiety, that's a real feeling. And you don't want to dismiss that. You got to use that and use it in your favor. And say to yourself, why do I have so much fear? Like, what am I afraid of? Am I worried about something that probably will never happen? You know, so I might as well have faith that something good is going to come of this. If I'm going to have a negative expectation about the outcome, isn't it just as easy to have a positive expectation about the outcome? But if you haven't prepared yourself and you haven't taken any action, then you got a little bit more reason to fear, right? Like if somebody, I've always related back to my kids, man. My kids got a test or a quiz, or they got to give up in front of the class in high school and give a presentation. If they have a lot of worry, that means they haven't prepared well enough. Because have you ever prepared for a test really well? You still got, well, geez, I don't know if I'm going to get 100 or a 95, but I feel pretty good about it. As opposed to, oh, pulled an all-nighter. This is going to be really interesting. I take a flyer on this one. You have no idea what the outcome is going to be. That's not a really good position to be in. So if you want to be an overnight success, start right now. And it ain't going to happen overnight. But let me tell you something. It ain't going to take 40 years either like a job would. Everybody that has a job goes into the workforce after college, age 22, 23 years old. They have no problem saying, well, you know what? For the next 40 years, I'm going to dedicate to this job. I'm going to go work for somebody else. I'm going to give up 5 days a week just so I can get 2 days off. I get that health insurance from the company. I get that dental plan. Get a couple of weeks vacation. I got to spend an hour in the car each way. And, you know, I got to work for people that I don't really like or respect. And I got to put up with all those politics. And it sucks the living life out of my soul. And then when I have kids, I know I'm not going to really get a chance to see them that much, or my spouse. And, yeah, I mean, I get that 2 weeks vacation. But, boy, I'd love to just have a staycation and just wake up on a Monday morning and not have to be anywhere. See that? So overnight success, what if it took you 5 years? What if it took, oh, gasp. What if it took you 5 years? Let me tell you something, my friend. I've been doing this 15 years. Launched the Everyday Saturday podcast in 2005. I'm still learning every single day, and I hope that never stops. I'm still growing every single day, and I hope that never stops. And that's my wish for you, is that you embrace the process. You get this overnight success stuff out of your head. Don't believe anything you see on social media relative to that, because you don't want success to happen quickly. Because you know what happens if you are unfortunate enough to catch success quickly? Then your expectations go through the roof and you think everything's going to be like that. You know how I know? Because it happened with me. When I landed that speaking gig, I told you about it. I talk about it on my podcast all the time, live events, everything. It was the best thing and the worst thing that ever happened to me. Got a $25,000 keynote. Who gets that? Nobody gets that. $25,000 keynote was my first paid speaking gig. Do you believe that? That's insane. In 2008, July of 2008. It's the worst thing that ever happened to me, because after that, I thought everything was going to be like that. Oh my God, my phone's going to be ringing off the hook. I'm going to get asked to speak here, speak there. I shouldn't probably accept less than 10, 15 grand maybe. You know, I never got asked to speak for another 2 years. I was humbled. Humbled is the best word to use there. I got my old GPS back, and talk about recalibrated, baby. I got everything dialed right back in, went back to work. Not going to take this for granted ever again. So it's the best thing that ever happened to me, because who wouldn't want that kind of a payday? Who wouldn't want that kind of exposure to go speak in front of 1,500 people in Hawaii of all places when you have no experience at all? But it was the worst thing that ever happened to me, because it caused my expectations to be so stupid, crazy, that it took me about 6 months to get that thing dialed back in. Get the old ego dialed back in. So listen, here's the theme of today's podcast. Don't wish for overnight success. There's no such thing of anyway. All right. There's an ad, and you can Google this. What'd Picasso do? Over 50,000 works of art, when you include images that he drew, paintings that he did, all these different drawings. And what did he have? Maybe 100, maybe 50 best-selling works of art? Think about that. Google that when you get a minute. Picasso. and I've seen this, maybe you've seen it as well, maybe you know the exact number. It is ridiculous how many works of art he created to how little he had become actually a bestseller. And you've heard the old adage of Michael Jordan, how many shots he's missed, got cut from his high school team. I mean, there's no such thing as an overnight success. You don't want to be that. You want to embrace the process. You want to grow larger than your problems. And you want to gain wisdom. Because let me tell you, there's nothing greater than wisdom. You can have two choices. You can have wealth or you can have wisdom. Give me wisdom every time, because one leads to the other. The other doesn't necessarily lead to wealth, does not necessarily lead to wisdom. I got wealth when I got that big keynote fee. I didn't get any wisdom from it. I gained wisdom by going through the process, and that's why I'm still alive and kicking, hosting a podcast every day, because I love it. I love you. I love the listener. I love delivering this message, and I love for you to chase that dream down like it's that wounded caribou out in the middle of the jungle, and you're that hungry lion. Can you do that? You can do it. I know you can do it. All right. Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.